I just humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's raise to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of the minutes, regular meeting, October 5th.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
The vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Any?
Hang on a second. I do not have the agenda here. Well, everything works.
Wait a minute. Here, we got one right here.
Thank you.
All right. Constitution officers here would like to speak. Nope.
Good.
Need to go in the public hearing.
Motion.
Got a motion, thank Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
We got a petition by Gerald. Requesting a special exemption to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5 Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulation to permit one recreational vehicle in an agricultural zoning district in accordance with the petition dated 9/21/2023, located on the property described as Dixie County Parcel Number 01-08-13-00-00-36-38. 08-01-147 Northeast 970 Lane, Branford, Florida, 32600. Commission District 1, Mr. Stevens.
You had any opposition?
We had one, but we canceled.
Okay. That's the same one that I called and talked to. Yes, did anybody here oppose it? Did anyone on the phone?
No.
I talked to Mr. Hernan. He's actually here in the audience here. He is going to build a house within a year or so, you know, getting his plans and all together, but he's wanting to get some power there for right now, so I'm going to make a motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevens, to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye. Y'all that don't recognize him, he's retired now, but he used to be our UPS man for this area,
yeah,
way back when.
Go back to the board.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, to go back into the board. We've got a second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Resolution 2023-109.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Leon, I got questions for you. Could we do it? Are you waiting? You come up or are you good?
You can do it under
my
eye.
Okay.
Mrs. Norris, or Mr. Norris, Miss Norris.
How you doing? Okay. First, I'd like to say thank you for hearing what I have to say. I'm not one to mince words, and I'm not going to beat around the bush. Long story. My point today, our towns are growing rapidly. Along with that becomes more keep-up. My concern today is the loose and unintended dogs. I have witnessed a woman and her baby with a stroller on a walk being taunted by a loose dog. I take it that she's been that route before because the young lady had a taser with her. Another time was a gentleman, older gentleman. He was using his shirt like a bullfighter to try to get the dog to back up. A man came along in his pickup truck and said, "Is that your dog?" And he said, "No." The man in the truck tried to run the dog over. But it's not only the single dogs. They're becoming packs now. I live on 788th Street in Forest Hills. It's just a little path. But unfortunately, they came down the path, chased the fawn into my neighbor's yard. The fawn didn't make it. It got entangled into the wire fence. My husband and I literally had to cut the fence to get the fawn out, go get my other neighbor with the backhoe to bury him. They have chased my cats. They've killed my kittens. It's out of control. Don't know the answer, but I do know that with this county growing, Tank cannot do this by himself. It's too much. I know that the sheriff's department is in charge of animal control, but as a citizen of Dixie County and these packs running around, I don't feel safe. We take our dog with a pooper scooper on a leash. I own two lots side by side, so I partially go down that path at 10 o'clock at night with a flashlight. I don't feel safe.
Do you know who owns the dogs in
that
neighborhood?
That's the problem.
I mean, they got to be staying somewhere.
I agree, but it's not all the same dogs. And the one that did the fawn and the other one, they were black, looked like a German Shepherd. One was reddish. I mean, that's what Tank always says, that we have to know who owns the dogs. Maybe a law passed that all dogs have to be chipped. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, they're supposed to be collared. I think they're supposed to have an identification tag on them.
They're not. And, you know, oh, my dog's good, he'll stay in the yard. Well, no, your dog is not good, and he's not staying in the yard. I don't want to have to fence my property in, but we're putting our backyard fence back up, and we're going to start walking our dog back there. The night that they showed up at our house at 2 o'clock in the morning, my 38 was sitting on the kitchen counter because we had already endured them a couple times, and they're different dogs. As I went to go out the door, unfortunately, my little 30-pound dog got out and chased after them. She got down the path and realized that they had turned around on her, and she come running back. And then I was there. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if you can get with the sheriff's department and work something out. All in all, I don't feel safe. I'm worried. I'm afraid it's going to end up being an adult, a child. God forbid. It does happen.
I do have one thing. I was looking up. Y'all probably see me over here ignoring y'all. I was not. I was actually looking at our ordinance to see what it addresses. It does address, after the receipt of a complaint, and this is in our county ordinance section 6-30, B, after receipt of a complaint in any form of a nuisance animal, the animal control officer is authorized to determine if the animal is a nuisance. If the nuisance animal is a stray, the officer is authorized to immediately pick up and seize the animal, handle the animal in accordance with this article as a stray animal. So we do have an animal control ordinance that does address
this. Yes, ma'am.
So if we can't determine the animal's ownership from a legal standpoint, that would be a stray.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, there is a procedure for stray animals. And that would be a solution. And I haven't, and I will not tell you, I know that ordinance forwards and backwards. I do not. I didn't draft it, but it is available for you to look at. Okay? So that tells you what that animal control owner has the right to do. You can seize that animal and take appropriate steps.
The problem is, by the time he gets there, the dogs are gone. And to snap a picture at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're chasing your own dog, carrying a 38, you know, it's to get a picture. It's, no, I don't know who these dogs belong to. There's different ones.
If you would please, that's in my district. I'm not more than 5 miles from you. Next time that they're there, if you'll call me. But if you give me your phone number and address, I'll get some gang cameras and we'll go set them things up. You do not have to be there, and we'll get some pictures of these dogs.
That would be
awesome. That will Then we can go around the neighborhood and see if we can identify these animals and determine who the owners are, or we can try to address this. So I want to try to help you get, take care of that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And you said you had been to the sheriff with this.
Because it is the sheriff's department.
Hank knows who I am. Okay. I'm the cat lady. More strays that just show up at your door, but they got to eat.
That's right.
But they had to come from somewhere.
Well, that's what you're doing. You're feeding them cat and you're baiting them dogs up along with the cat.
No. No.
Because them dogs would rather eat cat food than dog food any day of the week.
Unfortunately, one of my kittens was left in the driveway headless. So. All right, gentlemen, ladies, thank you so much for your time. I
yes, ma'am.
Yep,
but if you'll give me that information, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Bailey?
Good evening, everyone. Just a couple of quick updates. We did meet with our mechanical consultant earlier this week at the library, so our design as far as getting those air conditioners moved off of the roof is moving forward. We will still need to coordinate with Dwayne's office and Ms. Chang as far as getting the agreements for both the subway and the tire shop as far as the construction goes. So we'll be working on that with them and assisting however we can. The 95th and 97th, we have been cleared by CDG to begin the design, so we started our surveying work this week. So we'll be moving forward with design. Unfortunately, with CDG, there are a lot of hoops you got to jump through, and one of the things was an environmental review, but we've since been cleared to begin design, so that's good news. Hal Chairs Road has been reviewed, the 90% plans have been reviewed internally, and we're addressing some comments and going to be submitting that here soon to DOT. County Road 340 is about 99% complete as far as the contract is concerned. The only thing left is some object markers to be placed at some of the cross drains and box culverts and things like that. And then we're still coordinating with Anderson as far as the cost for the bridge joint that was not in the original contract. So once we get that, we'll be coordinating with Dwayne and his staff to see how we can move forward with that. We're also working on quite a few new appropriation requests that have come up here recently, and we'll be getting those to Dwayne and his staff. The deadline for those is November 14th. So get those to him so he can review them before submitting those. And that's really all I have unless he has any questions for me.
I got one.
Willow Hole Road.
Down the end of Chaffis.
Mm-hmm.
Got the two outside lines.
Mm-hmm.
What about the center? The yellow line needs to be because I've been hit up with that. Ain't that right, Miss Barbara?
Signage is great. I've never seen so many signs.
Yeah.
Because I had a man say, you see that two outsides real good now. You can't really see the center line. Well, if you get in the middle, you're in the middle of the road. I saw them.
Hug the white line.
272 is a last project that's being handled by a different.
Okay.
We can definitely check on it. We're part of that team, but we're not the main. But
we'll
check on that and have you an answer.
It's going to get done? Okay. Well, that's what I've been telling everybody, but I've been telling it for the last couple of weeks. And
I know that project got advertised, or it took a while to advertise, is what I understand.
Okay.
I will look into that, and we'll have you in soon.
All right.
So that's all.
I still need to get with you, but I've had a lot of stuff going on and have not been able to, but maybe it's just coming
next week. Whenever.
Next week.
I know Dad's been out of town this week, but we'll get with you next week and get something.
Yes, sir. That would be fine.
Okay. All right.
It's just some minor stuff. I don't know if I mean that we maybe
better look at it now while everybody's still out there.
I mean, if you drive the road to the joints where they stopped and started pavement, there's a couple of those are not, you know, they're not mesh. You've got a bump there, and then, you know, we were trying to pave that when it was raining, and if you'll notice in the road, there's a lot of areas where you got it, the pavement's smooth and slick, and you got some that's rough where it wasn't at the temperature that it should have been when it was compressed. And it's going to wear in those areas a lot quicker because rainwater getting in the cracks of the asphalt and so on and so forth. So, I mean, when you drive down it, you can see it where those spots are. So,
okay.
I don't know what we can do about it, if anything, but if we can, we need to try to address it now if there's a possibility.
We'll get with you next week and coordinate with the CEI inspector so we can all get out there and see what can be done.
Thank you, sir.
We've got a question right here, young lady.
Who do we call to get our lines done?
If you take and get up with Mr. Dwayne Cannon, our county manager, he's not here today, he's out sick, but Mr. Paul, he's the second in command, so get up with him and he will get the ball rolling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. John?
I don't have anything else to talk to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Miss Cindy?
Good?
We're good. Well, thank you, Miss Cindy, for everything you do.
Thank you. I will tell y'all, it has come back to me that Ben has been very complimentary of their reception at the library, and there was one lady who said that she worked for Ben before my son was out of the country. But you've been most welcome here. And their reception makes a difference for our service.
Yeah. Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cindy.
Mr. Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Mr. Tim?
Yep. I want to give y'all an update on the Swanee and the Horseshoe sites that's cleaned up. So from now on, no commercial loads. C&D cans, they need to put it in that if they don't have room there. They'll get one as soon as we can. If not, they need to bring it to town.
Okay.
But I do need to get some clarity on from now on, are they putting the C&D outside the road? Are they picking it up? Because I'm not for sure about that. I'm not.
Hey, with the window, they,
it up,
Paul can
they
probably
are answer. Still in the process of doing that, sir. They should be starting their second pass now.
Okay.
So they need to get that out very soon.
Okay.
Because they may not be a third pass, depending on what's put out there during the second pass.
Okay.
They are still picking up the debris on the side of the right of way.
Okay, and I also wanted to thank the people that worked under me. They done a tremendous job. They worked a lot of long hours. Wasn't easy, but we got it done. I just wanted to give y'all an update on that.
Thank you, sir.
Have any questions for me?
I got on the dump at the rock pits. Still need to get to some kind of fence around that.
No, we was in the process of doing that when the storm hit. I do need to get back.
And I've had several citizens that used to, they had like once a year, they would have like a toxic roundup where there was a day that people could bring in tires and wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be charged
mm-hmm.
to dispose of. Is there anything in that in the works? That
last time I talked to Jeff at DEP before he retired, he wasn't going to do it this past year, but maybe next year we can do it. I think he said something in the effect that a lot of the businesses want to bring their tires, and I think they had
abused the program.
Yeah, pretty good money there, and I think by dinner it was gone because all these businesses were hauling their tires in there.
And it should be allowed.
Yeah.
I agree.
I got you.
Kind of what he had told me.
Okay. And one more question, and I'm done. On the limb debris and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Where's all that going to Greenville?
Well, they're grinding this out here at 317. They're grinding it up, and then the rest of it, the C&D is going to Osceola, and we're burning the rest.
All right. On the grinding that we're grinding, what are they doing with that? Where's the...
Oldcastle's going to take it.
Okay. I was just thinking that, you know, that power plant in Gainesville, they're running off of wood. We might get with them and sell it to them to bring money back in instead of sort of lining that stuff up.
I can check on that and see.
I mean,
we own it, though.
Huh?
That cabin. Yeah, that cabin, that's right.
Yeah.
We don't own it. Cabin and the CFR.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I mean, that's just the idea as far as for the state to try to recoup some money or whatever, because they're going to grind it up there at Greenville, too. And I don't understand if you're going to grind it, why put it in the landfill to help fill up the landfill when it can be utilized to fire one of these wood-burning power plants to create electricity.
Got anything else?
Yeah, what about the compactor at the pole gap? Where do we have that?
Did you ever talk to the iPod?
I have the compactor and the receiver boxes already. The slab's been poured at the pole gap. We have to do a service upgrade on the power supply there. Adam Michael is in the process of doing that. The permit's been issued to them. We're just waiting on the power supply to be upgraded, and then the compactor can be delivered and set up.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Tim.
Appreciate you, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wright.
Only one thing to bring to your attention. You're going to start to hear about it, and you're probably going to start to see it. But we reviewed the site plan for the new dollar store at the Eugene Curve, and that looks like that project is going to move forward. They want to get started on that fairly quickly from what I'm understanding. Any of y'all have any questions about that? That site plan's over at the office, and our review's already done on it. We've already sent the notes over on it, so.
Yeah,
it's right in front of Shady Oak.
How are they going to get? I mean, the DOT and the turning and all that, because they've been a couple deaths. They're at that intersection.
19 is coming off of the side road right there where everybody kind of parks underneath that tree. They're actually leaving the tree there and taking their entrance.
DOT potentially going to put in a stop sign or something there because...
No, we are. We are if we need one there because that's
well,
all...
Well, I mean, I know of at least 3 or 4 people died at that intersection right there.
That don't have nothing to do with DOT. It's all county ingress and egress. They got a stop sign and flashing lights up there already, so I don't know. If you're talking about a red light, was that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about a red light there.
Yeah, there ain't been enough people died yet. And
that's what they say.
That's the bitter truth.
Yeah, that's what DOT tells
us. They did put a flashing light there and do got a stop sign there.
Hey, tell them we need not a regular dollar store. We need a dollar store market.
Well, this is a larger one.
It's a larger one.
Okay.
This one's going to have its own sprinklers and fire pumps and everything set up. This is going to be a bigger one.
Okay, because that market's, I've been in the several, they nice.
They are.
They real nice.
This is one of two that and hopefully the site plan will come back on the second one here shortly. That's all
I got. One thing that I know that we recently voted to remove the North Florida Planning Council as our council. I sit on that board over there. We talked a little bit about this today, so I still have to go to those meetings.
You're still a member of the Regional Planning Council. You're just not doing all planning services under contract for us. That's just a separate service that they offer. But by default, we're still a member of the, and they still have other items that they do for us as well. It's just not the planning part.
Okay, I'll say that was the main thing, because I know that, like on the 340 road project, we run way short, but I was at one of the planning council meetings, and DOT was there doing one of their presentations. They have a different group do a presentation at every meeting on funding that was coming up, different projects, and through that shortfall, talked to him at that meeting, and was able to get the funding to finish paving that road. So some of the stuff they do is a benefit.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown is...
Mr. Brown did ask me before he left. You know, he had to go to that fire that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He has a contract that I'm reviewing. I reviewed the initial part of it. There is a separate part that I have a question about that I would ask the council to approve based on my review. What it is it's a company that will file with the Medicaid services and stuff where they, and I'm not 100% sure on how to explain this. He probably could have done a better job. His staff is not trained as well in all of the minuteness of submitting these bills through this Medicaid HCA billing system. It's very meticulous and detailed, and whether or not you get the money reimbursed depends on these forms being filled out correctly. So he has reached out, and I didn't come prepared for it. I don't know the name of it. You know the name of it? It's the initials like TEMT, but I don't remember what it's actually called. He is wanting to retain them.
She'll just work. That contract will go hand in hand with Lisa out there. I'm quite satisfied that's what you're talking about.
It is. It's one that Lisa and all of them, they've been dealing on it, but there's a lot that they don't understand about it. And this company, that is what they do, and they work with...
they work off percentages?
They do. The issue I had with it when he brought me the contract was that it looked like it needed to go out for competitive bidding. And that was my question to him. So when he reached back out, again, I want to think it's Hernando County, he sent me the contracts, but there were like 100 plus pages, and I got them, and I didn't have time to review them today, that he wants to piggyback off of. So my thing is, I've got to check and make sure they did do their competitive bidding, and we would, if we piggyback off of them, we wouldn't be violating any purchasing issues.
Okay. Motion to approve pending attorney's review.
We got a motion by Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Osteen. Discussion.
I got a question, Chana. I know that,
you know,
our young lady, he come and we got her started, and she's doing well with that job and more than paying for herself. Is there someone, I mean, if it is, she's have, they have, they said, hire this other firm to help do some of that stuff. Is there enough money there that maybe we can put another one of our citizens to work?
It
with her to do that job and bring that revenue in and give them a paycheck instead of giving it to an outside company.
Right, and I was hoping he would get back. I do know he sent us his report, and again, I will not even try to actually go through this and explain it, because as he was going out the door to the fire, he said, Shane, if I ain't back, can you see if they'll approve it pending your review? And I said, I'll put it out there.
And the other question I got is, if that firm is hired, is that what are they going to take away from the duties that she was fulfilling on her end?
And the way I understand it, the only thing they will be handling is the billing to HCA, which is the Medicaid bunch. And so they, again, I wish I'd have brought it. If I'd known he was going to put it on me, I would have grabbed the whole contract, but I didn't. I want to think it was like 5% or something is what they charge of what they recover. So the only time they get paid is, you know, based on what they recover from HCA, and so if they recover X number of dollars, they get 5% of that. You know, I do feel like it will take probably quite a bit off of her, because those are some of the most, I've heard it not just from her, but I've got a doctor that I work with too, and he complains about them all the time, and how meticulous and how much time it takes to get those forms submitted correctly to them, because if you submit them and they're not correct, they kick them back. And you don't get paid until you get all the little I's and T's dotted like they want. And all of that is very, and it's the program, the way I understand it from Darren, was that the program itself is confusing. Lisa has been doing some of it, but she's struggling with it, and it's taking a lot of time away from everything else. And she is doing, I think based on his report, you can see she's doing extremely well on getting our bills paid.
If we could train somebody.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that is very much maybe a possibility, is that we do get some additional training for Lisa or whoever, because those are, obviously, if there's a firm making a living off of other counties and everything else doing this, that there's a great need for it. It's not just Dixie County. Because this is one, like I say, when I questioned him about the competitive bidding, he reached out and got another county that had this same firm that he was wanting to piggyback off of, and he told me before he left, he said, if you don't like that contract, let me know. I think I can get another one that we might piggyback off of if that one's not good. So it sounds like this little company has found this niche that where there's a need, and they're making a living doing that.
Any more discussion? Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
I'll go aye if we're going to check out those avenues. Can you amend your motion to reflect that?
There's no need to because
pending our review.
In 1 year's time, we're going to review it again anyway. So we'll have plenty of time to see what they're going to do and use that as training. However you want to do it.
If they admit they're not much of a niche,
it'd be nice for Dixon County to have the people in the protocol to go out to the other counties and they pay us to build their stuff.
I mean, that.
Mr. Scott, $10. Gail's not here. Holly's not here. Sanji?
I don't have anything unless I'll have something for you.
Mr. Cannon, which he's not here, so Mr.
Paul. Hang on just a second. And I do got one thing. On the community buildings, the tables and stuff, they were supposed to be having an event at the first district.
And they went down there, it was very few chairs and only a couple of tables down there.
Last time I was down there, it was tons of tables and tons of chairs, but I know that other facilities were short and they were robbing them from there, putting them in the other buildings.
Don't tell me a thing about it.
So I don't know if they reached out to you or I told them to reach out to Dwayne to see if we could figure out where the tables were at.
But. Dwayne called in my original count in June of every building, table and table. And then Jimmy Gerald did one about 2 weeks ago, the same thing, and there is a bigger one. But they're being swapped around without me knowing. Maintenance is doing that.
They're not gone,
they're just
in different places. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr.
Paul. Mr. Chairman, since Mr. Garner has to leave because of the fire, he left the emergency declaration resolutions that need to be adopted. We need to have 4 approval on those. And we have 3 of those that we would need to get approval on. The first one would be resolution number 2023-112, which would be for October 16, 2023 through October 22, 2023.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Uh-huh. And the second one would be 2023-113. And that would be for October 23, 2023 until October 29, 2023.
Motion. A motion, Mr. Osteen. Second. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
The third one would be resolution number 2023-114, which would be for October 30, 2023 until November 5, 2023.
Motion.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
And with that being said, Mr. Chairman, if you'll turn to your manager's report, we have several action items. Item number 1, we request board approval to move forward with the purchase of a truck bed to the road department in the amount of $7,616, and that's for the, what I would refer to as the red labor truck that goes around and fuels up and says, power repairs and things on equipment.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch or Wood?
Mr. Hatch. Do we have that in the budget?
Yes, sir. It's part of the repair and maintenance.
Okay. All in favor?
Okay. Number 2, we request board direction and the process desired by the board on property in Gina identified as parcel number 26-09-0045-0000-0590. It's the property in Gina that we brought to the board a couple of weeks ago that we had someone express interest in purchasing. The board directed us to get an appraisal on that property and it came in at $175,000, so we need board direction
First,
okay.
Send your packet, right? Send your packet.
I would like to make a motion for us to get a realtor involved with this right here, and maybe we can get more money than $175,000 for it.
If we go that route, I think I'm sure you can help us out here, but we need to send out for competitive bids on the realtor services.
I think we would, and on that, if that's what we would have to pay them, I know I just recently got a got the norm for Levy County, and realtors are getting 6% on the sale. Is what it was in Levy. I hadn't checked the 60. I had a case I had to look into. The reason I know that one, that was yesterday. So I feel certain that it's probably pretty comparative right now with the base rate as being 6%. I think if we put that out, we may have some realtors that's willing to take a little less to get our business again.
Don't we normally set a minimum on that and then we just advertise it and then...
We have been taking a loss, gentlemen, on these properties.
That's
and they ain't making more
bids.
Of it.
That's because we're setting our bids too low.
I agree. I heard someone say we paid upward of $500,000 for this piece of property at one point. Okay? It wasn't during none of y'all's tenure, I don't believe. But that being said, this is piece of property in Gina, which we know right now is a very hot area in our community. $175,000 for a lot in Gina doesn't seem, that seems a little low to me.
I think it's worth more than that.
What did the county purchase this for?
It's for boat ramp parking. I've seen one vehicle parking there that all the years I've lived there.
She just told you.
$500,000, at least $500,000.
It was purchased in 2006, and I don't think...
Nobody who's there.
Nobody that's in this room.
I run on it.
I know.
I wasn't here.
I hate
to say it, but as the area is growing, it may come more a reality as a parking, but I mean, it's going to be hard to swallow if we spent $500,000 to turn around and sell something for $175,000 or less. So, I mean, that's a pretty hard pill for me to swallow with our taxpayers.
Are you looking for realtor services or whether we put it out for sealed bids with a minimum bid?
Our sealed bid system, and this is a personal opinion, is not working.
Okay?
It's just not working. I call and inquire of the county of piece of property I'm interested in, so I'm watching for that sealed bid, and I'm going to bid as low as I think I can get it. And that's been working. And they've been getting it. And I'm not downing anyone. This is a process we've had. But I think, you know, we've got to look at possibly strengthening our...
Well, I don't know if they go
along with it, but if they're going to do a sealed bid on it, the minimum is going to have to be what we paid. I ain't counting, you know, taxes and stuff. I mean, everything increases
over
time. We lease, the county needs to at least get back their investment, in my opinion.
Can we list it higher than this right here? We can list it for what we want, yeah. Kevin.
You can ask anything on a piece of property. We've done this kind of giving us a baseline for the county. It doesn't say we have to accept this. I mean, if somebody bids $1,000,000, of course we could take it. So that being said, we could ask $1,000,000 whether or not we get it. Again, this is saying, gentlemen, that we definitely, in my opinion, when I get an appraisal, that's saying that's what this realtor says is absolutely worth. We shouldn't take any less than that.
That's today's market value.
Is that
sales recently?
Right. You know,
I know there's a lot of property in there worth more than that, and a lot smaller.
Looking at this aerial photograph, it doesn't look like this thing is cleared where you could park anything much on it anyway.
Yeah, you can park something on it.
Looks like me, there's a lot of trees there.
They just won't park nothing on it.
Well, when scallop season gets here and you drive down there, that highway going to the boat ramp down there, they all of them ditches all up down.
Yeah, no one parks down there.
Yeah, but
nobody.
I mean,
instead of getting in those roads and creating a hazard,
if this was bought for that, that's where they need to be.
And it's very possible, you know, because a lot of our...
That's your area. I'm just talking.
How many people parked down there? How many vehicles y'all seen down there? None, right? None. I've seen one in 13 years.
Well, we may not have it ever, you know, it may not have a sign that people realize it's available to park on, too, because a lot of times people won't park on private property for the
state. How many signs is down there stating that there is a parking place down there?
There used to be one.
There used to be.
Storm took it down.
Yeah, there used to be a sign.
This last storm.
Last
one. When everybody parks down there at the new boat ramp, on boat ramp parking, and they park on the highway. They're not going to park down there.
Because that's a half mile, ain't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. But if we're going to sell it, I do believe we would advertise for higher than $175,000.
Well, I agree with Mr. Stevenson.
Well,
if the county's got that much in it, we may have to sit on it. The right person to come along, they'll want it. They'll have.
We ain't making them more dirt.
At least get our money back.
Well, I take that back. They made some in Horseshoe because that channel at the point right here
is full of sand. We got
to do something with that down there because the boats can't get up.
I just need direction on how to move forward. Bid with seal bids or...
I make a motion to do a minimum bid of the whatever the county had in it when they initially purchased it. It was a $500,000. It's going to have to be a minimum bid of $500,000. That's just me.
I'll second that.
There you go.
With a realtor.
I ain't second that.
Because so then they're going to get a chunk of it.
$500,000. 6%.
Yeah, that's
Do you got a motion?
That's a motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, for a $500,000, and then Mr. Hatch. Second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. So let me understand to make sure that I'm correct. We're going to put this out for seal bid.
Minimum bid.
Minimum.
What the county had in it. Whatever. I mean, yeah, Dana said whatever. I mean, it may be, I don't know, but she said she thought it was $500,000. But we need to look at that.
Whatever we got in it, that's what.
We need to try to get back.
It ain't
even
no hay down there.
No,
you know.
That's it. Yep. So whatever we got into it.
That's the motion.
That's the motion. All in favor. Aye.
Next, number three. Request board approval to execute the ship rehab reimbursement for Norma Garza in the amount of $20,189.20.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Number four, request board approval to execute the ship repair reimbursement request for Barbara Nichols in the amount of $13,670.
Motion.
Got motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Number five, request board approval to execute the FSAS mosquito control agreement number 30495 for fiscal year 2023-2024 in the amount of
$37,748.50.
Motion.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number six, request board approval to allow board employees to take off at 2 p.m. on October the 26th, 2023 to attend or participate in the homecoming parade, and this will be administratively.
Motion.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Number seven, request board approval to allow Richard Buscana to hold a trunk and treat event at Purvis Landing on October the 28th, 2023, beginning at dusk for about an hour. The local residents agreed to clean up after the event, and this event will be open to the public.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Please wait a minute.
Yeah, I have a question on that, too. Remember, who's going to cover that with the accident there?
The what? Who's going to cover if there's an accident there?
There's some kind of accident while that's going on at a county park.
Who's going to send an ambulance try to pick them up? My thing was, whose district is this?
Mine.
Yours? Mm-hmm. You going to make sure it's nice and cleaned up?
It's actually
mine and his.
Mine. I got the muddy side. He
got the good side.
I got
the good side.
It's going to get an accident, it's going to be on me.
Yeah, I'm good at it. Somebody needs to make sure it's nice and cleaned up. it's presentable. I don't want us to look like a bunch of...
In my opinion, this ain't no different than renting out our community building for $50 for them to have events and all that stuff. I mean, they just could easily have an accident or one of those as they can.
So y'all want to make sure it's cleaned up?
Yes.
We can make sure that... some of the guys from the road department got down there
and
check it out next
week. Well, they just had to pick it up the other day from some event they had down there. So, and the residents picked it up then. So, done a good job.
Moving on to number 8, we request board approval to execute the FDLE grant for the Sheriff's Office Evidence Building in the amount of $1 million.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Number 9, we request board approval of the language for the Florida House of Representatives special alcoholic beverage license for restaurants deal, and that's the special act that Madam Attorney has been working on for several months.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Number 10, request board direction for requested driveway slash road repair at the following location of Northeast 467th Avenue. That's up in Ford Field. And we have the information there on the spreadsheet that we can
motion to approve.
We got a motion to approve, Mr. Hatch.
I was in that area. I went and checked that today. Got a lot of county roads going in there to that residence. It is passable. But what I did find is a lot of those roads in that area are getting chewed up by Central Florida Electric crews that are installing that fiber cable with those trucks and trailers. So I was going to ask Bo to get with them and see what they can do about cleaning up behind themselves where they're getting stuck in these roads and tearing these roads up. It was
possible when I was there
2 hours ago, a fire truck or whatever, anybody could get in and out of there. Recently we had some at the last meeting that we denied to ignore that fact. I heard some of them say, I want to clear that up right now, that, you know, I'm not for helping people. I am. If you remember, Mr. Hatch mentioned at the beginning of that on his statement that the rock crusher's down. We can't get rock. We ain't had none on the roads. Our graders are running around, but they're keeping them up on our main artery feeding into these subdivisions in Eaton County. We don't have rock to put on them. So under this special exception, you can do certain things on private driveways, but you damn well better have a damn good reason to go put rock on somebody's private driveway when you can't even got rock to put on the main roads that is feeding the whole subdivision full of people. I wish we could rock every road in this county for every person, but we do not have the money or the means. So whoever made that statement, I ain't for helping, I am. But if we got to help everybody, we just can't single certain people out if you can get the truck in and out. But I'm not for putting this in my sub-area. I'm not for putting any on it because it is accessible.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Do I have a second?
Is this the one where the health care provider couldn't get in and out of her driveway? They called me the other day?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Got a second by Mr. Wood.
Have you drove down there and looked at that road?
Yep.
How bad is it?
It's bad enough to help the lady that does the in-home health care cannot get in and out of it in a smaller car. And she is in fear that the ambulance will not be able to get in and out of it. And she took it upon herself to call me and tell me this.
And but I think that was before we got a little bit of rain. You ought to go right up there and look at it.
Okay.
So we got a motion.
But also you need to take into consideration, look at what them crooks are doing to those roads and put up those cables.
We got a motion in a second. Any more discussion? Mr. Wood, you said that health care provider could not get in there.
In home. She was having to park on the road and walk in, is what she stated to me. By phone.
All in favor?
Aye. Make sure you mark me opposed. And I'll send you a video of it. can get in and out.
The
other thing on these roads that y'all want to rock in there with the county money, once you do that, most of them should come become county roads, so you ain't going to be able to put that post sign at the end of it.
County road.
You maintain it for so long, it comes one.
But you ain't maintaining it. You're protecting person and property. That's what we just voted on with the state of emergency, local state of emergency. I wish someone would read that and read it out loud. Because our job, all ordinances and resolutions is suspended and repealed under local state of emergency. Our job as a board of county commissioners is to protect person and property. That's what it plainly reads.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong?
It plainly reads that, but you're stating that you're going to protect a single resident
property
versus protecting 500 residents.
I did not say that.
Okay.
What I said is we're going to protect person and property. That's our job under a local state of emergency. Any other time, we cannot do it.
Okay.
Now, we got an attorney down there. We can listen to her and see what she says about it.
Let's move along. Number 11.
Number 11, we request board approval to accept the concrete block from Freedom Metal Property demo building to be used as riprap material for the road department.
Motion.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Number 12 is to request board approval for the high school football coach to use the road department flatbed trailer for the football team to ride on during the homecoming.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And that's all of the action items. And for informational items, speaking of the homecoming parade, that will be Thursday, October the 26th, starting at 3 o'clock. We just need the board to decide on where they want to meet. I think last year they just... You guys met back here in the parking lot?
That suits me fine. Y'all good with that?
And, but I'm not going to be here, guys, so.
Jody, you driving? Vice Chairman?
Well, yeah, you better pass them down if I'm driving. Go please.
So at 2 o'clock, then
you have
back here behind the clock. Okay.
Do we have a truck or we need to get one?
I think you have a truck. Next, the Dixon County Legislative Hearing will be held here in the boardroom on October the 30th at 11 o'clock. So make sure that you guys are informed about that. Representative Schoed and Senator Simon will be here on that day. And then also, remember the workshop, that the joint workshop that is held between the Cross City Council and the Board of County Commissioners will be held on Wednesday, October the 25th, and that will be at City Hall because the library is still being utilized. Okay. And that is all I have.
Done. All right. Well, thank you. Ms. Chayna?
I do not have anything, gentlemen. Well, let me rephrase that. I will let y'all know a little piece of information. We do have some code enforcement hearings scheduled coming up. So we hopefully will have a feel on how the judge is going to move forward on those as we get those in front of her this coming month. It's not a date yet. I do, but I can't remember exactly what it was. I didn't write it down. I will get those out to y'all. But it's the first part of November. I'll get you those, though, so you'll know, so if y'all want to come. That is November the 7th is the first one.
Oh, okay. What time?
1:30.
Thank you.
And that's one there that we've had so much concern about. Once that address, Steve, the one, the Vincent property, Is that one on Tick Road?
That's the one on Tick Road.
You don't know which Tick Road it is?
I don't care.
Okay.
Oh, I do.
It's what?
City.
Is it combined?
I do not have anything, but we're good.
How's the weekly stuff coming along? Is that better?
It's working really well. It's working really good.
I've gotten some feedback from our citizens, and they really, especially our vendors, they really like it also.
Yeah, they're doing really good.
Good.
All right. Commissioner Adams, Mr. Wood.
The only thing I've got is, I said it last week, but Tim wasn't here. I sure appreciate him. He's been getting a lot of phone calls from me, and he's been making it happen. So I appreciate it, man. That's all I got.
Hatch?
Yeah, we mentioned last time, Dwayne's not here, so Paul, you're the soundboard. Them roads down there in Swanee, actually we had a culvert fall in yesterday down there from them bigger trucks. It wasn't Central Florida's trucks. It was the Limbury trucks. So, anyway, we got to do something with that. Now they're starting to crush culverts down there also. And I do want some clarity, like Tim was talking about a while ago with C&D, because there is still a lot of homes down there in Swanee that's got to be torn down, and I got to tell them what to do with it. And Tim's got to tell them what to do with it. So we need some clarity from SDOT. On that right there.
Yeah, I've got one that's tore down in Virginia too.
Yeah, and they say they're on their second pass now, from what I understand. But hell, they didn't go down my road because little Bookie's got stuff piled up there. When I pull out of my driveway, there's still stuff piled right there. So I would ask the commissioners. I know I'm gonna do it District 3. To ride your roads, and who do we report that to? Give it to Scott?
Yes, those addresses of anything.
Okay.
Goes to
Scott.
Scott will
348 and down at all.
But I know there's quite a few roads. Round Mines Old Road right there is piled up. And
348, they ain't been down at all.
317. Yeah. All this week on 317. Yeah. Over with you. Yeah. So I would encourage y'all to ride your roads and get a list of if they say they're all good, y'all know where the buck's gonna fall. Mm-hmm. It's gonna fall right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's gonna fall in our road department and Tim's department, and it's they're stacked already. The other thing is trick or trunk. We got a lot of them going on. I think there's one here in town. There's a big one in town, and we just approved one right here. Swanee's got one also. So to get into Dallas Park, we'll make sure it's good and clean also. So you can write that on the list, but I will talk to Hutch about that also. But just a lot of trick or trunk. So y'all be careful watching out for these trick or treaters, and I hope y'all have a happy Halloween.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes, I have several things. Mr. Paul.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us an update on the stropping for the Gina Road?
Yes, sir, Commissioner. I think it was back in July when I believe it was you requested us to get a quote for that. We did get that quote, and I think we brought it before the board, and we decided since we were so late into the budget year that it would be best for us to wait till the new budget year to be able to get that work done. I spoke to Mr. Cannon about that just beginning of this week, and he feels that we would be good to bring that back around the middle of November to ask for approval to get that done when we start receiving in some of our tax dollars.
Okay,
so hopefully we can bring that back to you in the middle of November.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Paul.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Cannon, you're still working on trying to get us something in writing with the sailboats. Maybe we can have an ordinance either reduce them to all of them or reducing them, period, or something.
I've been reviewing ordinances from some of the other coastal communities to see if there was any guidance or anything we could actually try to use from those areas. Still not found exactly what we've been looking for. So I'm still in the process of looking through and hunting. I mean, we may be just independently drafting, but if we do, that's fine too, but we have to make sure we follow all the laws and stuff in regards to that, because of course we're dealing with property issues and navigable waterways, which falls into a totally different law.
Yeah.
So we are working on that, and I have been in contact with Taylor County's attorney, who is waiting on me to bring him some documents to look at so we can maybe...
I thought it was supposed to be the other way around, but I thought you were going to do the legwork, I reckon.
It sounded sort of like that when I talked to him.
It was supposed to be the other way around. But anyway, got a couple more things. D-Track, the Halloween thing down there is the 29th, 30th, and 31st, and also... I believe Miss Tammy Bynes going to have it in the plaza down in Horseshoe also. We've all, you know, bought a bunch of stuff for the kids and things like that. So try to get all your kids, grandkids to come and enjoy all the festivals that's going around in our whole county. And I have one more thing. Deals with the thing going on down there at Gina with the road down there. What? Have you turned in some to try to keep the road remaining closed? Well, it's never been open. And these other fellas here, John Lamb and them, they do have access to another subdivision that butts up to their property. They have other property right there, so that's going to be free entrance into that property. And those guidelines and stuff going down there, if it was open, keep it open or open it up, that's a safety issue also.
Is that Central Florida or is that a different
Tri-County?
I've met with those engineers, and they said those lines have got to stay there, and if they go with a taller concrete pole, they go further out into
the right-of-way.
There's nothing they can do because the main line running across from Steen Hatchie
to Gina.
And that's the issue I can't address, gentlemen, as far as the easement there. If that electric company has an easement, it's something we'll have to research. As far as it being never opened, it is dedicated as a county road. It is a county easement. So even if it's not in the appearance of being open, it is a dedicated open road that's deeded for the public use. I did supply to all you gentlemen an opinion of this is something we've been looking at. This is the Attorney General's opinion that comes from a question that was proposed by a county attorney in Hernando County. This was a 1998 opinion. The part that I have indicated on this opinion that there are several different things, and I think that's the reason I did supply it to you, that addresses the issue that I see we have is on page 4, I think it is. Page 4. I did put an asterisk on it by y'all's paper. It says, however, a right of access, this is talking about the question was, could they close it? Would they face any inverse condemnation? This is where the Homeowners Association was trying to take it over. So that's the reason. However, a right to act, they said that they couldn't deed it over to the Homeowners Association, that if it was deeded, this is the beginning of this, and I'll let y'all read that but the part again. But, however, they could deed it over. They could close it, but they couldn't deed it over to the Homeowners Association because the right belongs to the abutting property owners if you do that. Because its rights doesn't belong to us to give to the Homeowners Association. But that's a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo in regards to a Homeowners Association, which we're not dealing with. A right of access to one's own property is a property right. Hence, an abutting fee owner may be entitled to compensation from a public body when it closes or vacates a public street for the consequential loss of such access on the theory that a property right has been taken without compensation. That was a legal opinion from the Second District Court of Appeals, which is the court that we deal with in our area. There is another opinion from the Florida Supreme Court regarding the same type of issue in the city of Miami, which is the following paragraph. An abutting owner, it should also be noted, would be upon vacation of the property, have a cause of action to enforce his right of access or private easement for roadway purposes as against the homeowners association or other abutting owners who may obstruct access or travel upon any of the vacated roads. Such private implied easement would arise by virtue of conveyance and sales made with reference to the recorded plat, which creates a private right to have space marked on the plat as streets and roads remain open for ingress and egress in the use indicated by the designation. Like I say, that's from the Florida Supreme Court. One thing also, and I didn't supply you gentlemen with this, I just got this just a little while ago. This company that has bought that property that's asking us not to close the road, they paid to have a survey of that subdivision and those platted roads. This survey was done, it's dated July the 5th of 23. From a legal standpoint, I would say this is what they would put forth in front of a court saying, we depended on this road being open
to buy it.
To buy this piece of property, and therefore you have impeded our property right, and we could possibly face a huge lawsuit in that, which I don't think we would have a great chance of winning. And that is my recommendation, that we do not close that road, and that's my justification for it, gentlemen.
Even if we was to move forward, there ain't a certain protocols you have to follow about setting up meetings and
there
advertising
is.
And so forth.
And
I want to throw out there in the subdivision, we're talking about putting the rock and over where Bobo's trailer park is. There's tons of roads that are platted, and they don't ever get cleared. They're never used until people start buying those lots within those areas, and then they start opening those roads up. So just because the road has never been driven on doesn't justify, and as far as the fire company goes, if it was platted at Deed to the County and they stuck a light pole in the middle of it, that's not our problem. That's their problem, because it was deeded right away to the county. They should have known
they
better to put a pole in the middle of the road. So
we've got some encroachment issues possibly with that power company that we may
but
need to address. Now we'll reach out to them.
We need to follow the correct procedures to go down that, because
if we were to proceed to bring this issue up, I would recommend, and part of the procedures, of course, it would be that we put notice out that we're going to address this issue, have a public hearing, allow all citizens who have an issue in it to come forth and voice their opinion. In order to close a subdivision road, that is part of the process. We have to notify and allow all people involved to have a say in that. Again, there is a procedure there we can follow. I'll give you two opinions. Those, you've got the Florida Supreme Court and you got the second DCA. Those are the courts that we will have to proceed through in any lawsuit. They've already got a precedence that is set. Florida is driven by case law, as is the majority of our country. Louisiana being an exception. But anyway, that being said, I think you've got the court's opinion right there, and we ain't having to pay $200,000 or $300,000 possibly to get it, because what we would have if that property owner sued the county, likely he would get some kind of monetary reimbursement for his trouble, as well as his attorney fees, your attorney fees, of course, which you would have to pay to bring this lawsuit. So I could see that.
And the road still be open.
And at the end of the day, I think you would find that.
Well, me personally, that's what you hired for, and I'm going to follow your recommendation. Well, whichever way we go.
Now, I don't take great pleasure in it because, I know the gentleman I'm affecting, the citizens down there, and I don't take great pleasure in it, but I think from a legal standpoint, I would be doing everyone a disservice if I didn't make that recommendation.
And Mr. David, just to clarify your original statement, that yes, they did bring the application to me to turn in, and I didn't process it because it wasn't a legal request, and I gave it to legal, and that's why you never had it brought, advertised, and anything like that.
So we want to have a meeting on this, or?
No, we just did.
Now, gentlemen, we've discussed this.
I'm for keeping it close.
It ain't been
We have discussed this several times. I think I've reached out to the clerk to buy y'all some copies of that. At this point, my recommendation also is to, because we have not taken a vote. We've discussed it. We made decisions, kind of, sort of, but we ain't took a vote.
I make a motion to follow the attorney's legal advice.
I make a motion to keep it closed.
You got two motions on the table. Which one are you going to do?
Well, we
got to go with the first one.
I
don't know.
Mr. Stevenson made a motion to go with the attorney's advice.
Second.
We got a second. Mr. Hatch, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Now, I'm going to say something. I've been studying this. I've walked down there, looked. If I was in man's shoes, I would want it closed too. My heart, I want to close it for him.
Yes, sir.
But legally, we cannot. It's just listen. I've looked. I've had her look. We can vote to close it. But y'all, the taxpayers, voted us to be stewards
of your
tax money. What's going to happen if we vote to close it? That man's going to pick
the phone up.
He's going to win that case. We're going to stroke him some of your tax money to pay for it. And guess what? The road is still going to be open. So we just throw y'all's money away. And that's... I can't do it, no matter how bad I want to. Maybe we can go and come up with something different. I don't know. Maybe we can get him to reroute it. But I know we cannot legally close that road. I hate it. And like I say, if I was in your shoes, I would want it closed too.
But
if you was in my shoes and done the research that I've done, you'd be telling me the same thing.
Well, I hope you'd be
telling me the same thing. I don't want to waste any of your money at all.
I think the main confusion that I'm gathering that I can't get some of them to understand is just because he's saying the road's been closed, just because nobody drove down that road, if a citizen wanted to walk down, that's a county road. If nobody can stop them because it is a flatted road.
You know what I'm saying?
Just because nobody drove it, it is not closed, so you can't keep something closed it was never closed to start with. We have to do a process to do that. So, I mean, I hate it. It's been that way. Ain't nobody used it, but it's there. And we got to, there's certain ways you got to handle that. And
but now, true. Mr. Woods said it. There is a light pole and guidelines.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
But that is out of our hands. So,
if
the power company bucks up and says, no, it can't be, guess what?
Well, that goes back to what I was saying to Shane a while ago. If that was platted prior to them putting that pole there, they shouldn't have put the pole.
Yeah.
If it was platted after the pole was there, then there's an issue.
Because,
I don't know when all that was done.
If
back to hers round.
That's my property. I'd put me two. I know I'm out good. Stout. Post right there on the corners. Because when they go through there, they got a guideline right there. There ain't no wiggle room there. I've been there. I've studied it. So, but that's... You can say something. Yes, sir. State your name for us.
What you're saying is, I'm a citizen of Dixie County, and if there's a safety issue, Dixie County cannot close no road, right? I just want it on record.
A safety issue?
Hey, what she was stating.
I know this is coming on, Mr. Stevenson, but if I'm in my house and somebody hits that guideline, and that power line comes down and burns me up in that house, ain't going to be a heck of a lawsuit against Dixie County.
Well,
I ain't threatening.
I understand that, but what I'm getting at is she's researching that now.
Yeah.
And if that pole is in that right of way and it was put there after that was platted,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be petitioning them to move that pole. Because they shouldn't have never put it there, because if it's illegal
right away, which he's
stating it is, it should have never been stuck there. But somebody didn't do their due diligence.
But
and that will solve that problem.
But now, if it was put there
then
before, then
what can we catch all up?
But that's what we're working on.
On the flip side of that, what you got to look at from our standpoint is, say you went and bought a piece of property. You went and researched it, that platted it, showed the road going down through here. You go buy the property, you start doing plans to move forward with your property, knowing you got a road there. As soon as you get started in your process of turning in site plans and stuff, then somebody comes and they want to close that road. That's the lawsuit side of this spectrum that we're trying to avoid. And I hope you understand that stance.
I understand that, but for the safety issue of the citizens...
Can I clarify
on the safety issue? Yep. Sarah Ross, can we have it in the order or whatever you want to write
that the other company cannot open it until that safety problem is addressed? Let's have the power company and Ms.
White. We can certainly adhere to that, I think. Yes, would you check in on that, Ms. Chang? The road's not closed, so we got to figure out first thing we got to do on our side. Is to figure out how the pole got there and when, what time frame it did, and then we can address it from that.
But if the company that has more money than the citizens, if they want to come in and bulldoze or whatever they have to do to make it now open because we cannot legally close it, can we have a...
Well, it sounds like to me that Mr. Lytle can solve that problem for all of us at this point, that we can get some clarification. If he puts a post on his property lines right there with the poles where it's at, they ain't going to know bulldozer going down there.
Leon, do you know anything?
So, here's what y'all need to stop and think about. It's a 40-foot right-of-way. You have structures in your right-of-way all over this county. At the end of the day, it's a structure that's in your right-of-way. That's not the required width for fire code access to come and go. I can tell you what's going to happen on that. They're going to show you that fire code NFPA is going to say that they have full access on that. And that's going to be a moot point. But that
is
issue...
Is it a full 40 as far as... Is,
but that issue is a separate issue than that right down there. Because that man right there could take that block of property, make the minimum lot size, and put one lot at the end of that road right there, and then walk away from the whole thing.
And I am looking at the survey. It's 39.79 feet. The width of the right-of-way that was deeded to the county. This is off of the survey that was supplied by Delta Land Survey to Mr. John Lamb.
Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a lot, folks. I think it's guide wires or something, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
The main
feed
line from Taylor County to Dixie County.
It goes across the river.
But right where that road ends is right, it's a power line east of the right one.
No.
Right into that right one. Where the power poles do.
Power that's right there at y'all's right boat ramp.
Yeah.
County right one. Or east.
So is that put them on the corner of my property, the power pole. And then the guide wires are out. And the road,
right? You know, if they were put fine. There after that, when was that flooded thing?
That I don't know.
So they run the guide wires, Mr. Lytle, they run the guide wires back to the easement, right? They did not run none to your property, but they put the post on the
road. See, that property runs south line. It makes a hill right there. And it goes down, and it makes another hill out between the road. So they have to put them on my side.
Back and forth.
Yes. Not on my side, but on the county side, 15 foot out. And on where your boat ramp is, you've got another set over 15 foot out.
But it's not on your property, is it? You're saying it's in the county right away itself?
Well, it's in the right away out about 15 foot.
And it may be they have to relocate those guys, because those guys can be moved as long as they're bracing those poles.
two Tri-County engineers come down and looked at it. And there's nothing they can do with them guide wires. They said it happens. If I go with concrete,
yeah, it's a big pole.
Well, it's very big.
But
like I said, that's going to go back to the attorney doing her due diligence on stating the time that those poles and guides was put in there, whether it was platted to the county at that time or not.
What and happens that, if you close it?
But
we tell county to take it off of the property? I mean, if we close it, what happens then? What happens to all the power?
No, that.
I can tell you this. If they go in and just say sell one lot at the very end of that road to somebody, you cannot close it because that's his access.
I mean, you ain't got to build a house there either. I mean, it's ingress and egress to that property. That's what she just said a while ago.
Yeah.
But if you close the road, which don't even sound like we can legally for the power company, much less the other lawsuits that's going to be involved in it, where are they going to get power across his property then, because his property are on both sides, right? What happens to the power poles then?
On both sides.
That's what I'm saying. What happens to the power poles then?
Is it either have to come out on me or go back towards river on my property?
Right.
And I don't want it to take on no more property than I've got. I've done got two across
it. Right. Mm-hmm. So either way, if you close it, You can't.
And access to maintain it. The county, I would be very shocked, and I honestly have not researched the easement for the power company, but from dealing with another suit, I know most of the power companies are very diligent in getting easements, especially now.
That's why they're not on his property. That's what I'm trying to say.
That is an easement, a power easement.
But they have to have it so they can go in and maintain. If that pole fell without an easement, they could not go on that property.
Yeah, this line crosses the river and comes up to it. But it's a separate issue.
If it's an issue with a guideline, at some point it sounds like, and I haven't been down there, and I should. I do count on my commissioners. Is that pole back towards Mr. Lamb's property?
It's on the other side of the fence. On the other side of the fence where it used to be woods, solid woods.
Mm-hmm. So would that be on?
That would be
the new property.
On the new side, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to have to deal with those guys.
But now, when he bought all of that, did he buy all that easement from the power company too, or
no, he just bought the land. He bought the land, but when he looked at those plats, it showed the easements.
Okay.
Most of the time, your easements go with the property. When you buy the property, if that easement's there, you're buying it knowing that easement.
Got you.
Here's what I do know. They had that specific piece of property surveyed that they did not buy.
For
Exhibit 8.
I stand on the motion, let the attorney hash that out, and we'll follow her direction.
We done a second.
We done
voted on all that.
I know David abstained.
If the power company's got an easement down through there, we can't close it anyway.
The power company told me when people were cooking meth and everything out there and burning stuff up underneath their power lines, pallets and stuff, that I could close that all. So I closed it. And that kept them four-wheelers side to side.
Everybody else.
40-50 mile an hour. Mm-hmm. Getting them guide wires too.
But you had to give them access to the power company, right?
I've got two gates.
I've got a power line across my company. Right. So they have access.
Yes, ma'am. And their right-of-way is out into the county supposed to be right away. It's right on the edge of it, which that puts half of it out into the county. Very easily.
Yeah, the guide wires do come down into what would be the road area.
Straight in.
Mm-hmm. You know, because me and Steve, we both went out there. And because, of course, this was from the complaint from the landowner there that there's a fence blocking his access to that property. And you had to go out there and look at it, photograph it. And that's the first time I've ever been down there. I didn't even know that little place existed down there. I see it. I understand it. I mean, I understand. I just couldn't process the paperwork for you. I'm sorry.
Now, what about the fence? Is there a fence on the Balkan Road? Cross the road?
There is a fence there. We spoke about it, and it's still there.
What's the deal with it, then? What do we do there?
Well, it's a code enforcement issue as far as it is a violation.
So that was part of our initial process, was just go down there and make contact with Mr. Jr., and we met him there. We spoke about it. I understand that this is frustrating for him. I get it. I understand. But at the end of the day, like, we couldn't reach a verbal agreement to remove the fence, so then it's a complaint. We got to process it. No different than the fence in your district that we had to go full circle on, and the certified letters have been mailed. So you have to understand, we, Leon and Steve, won't get named in anything for failure to act, because we're going to process our paperwork. And the survey does show that it's in the county road.
But the fence has got to be moved. I mean, end of the day, it's got to be moved. It'll unblock the right of way.
So, Mr. Paul.
Yes, sir.
Do you want him to send, are you the one who got the fence up, Mr. Paul? Mm-hmm. Do you want him to send you a code enforcement case, or... Is that what? How do you want to handle it? That's what.
I'll meet my attorneys, yes.
Okay. Meet with your attorneys, and he'll go ahead and send you the.
It's already in. It's already been mailed.
So we'll let the attorneys handle it. But at the end of the day, the right of way is the right of way, and we can't have blockage on it. I mean, unfortunately, the next adjoining.
The main thing we got to do with the is we got to find out.
About those
on the right of way itself.
Okay, the power pole issue is a separate issue from the closing of the road, is the way I've seen it. Okay, that is the issue. Is the power company got an easement? They probably do.
Yeah, they got
like a 10-foot deal.
And exactly. They, I have not researched it, but I will research it, but I'm still certain that they probably do have an easement there. If they do have an easement and they're within their easement, then they're perfectly legal. If somebody runs into the guide wire, they're going to see through the power company, not the county, because we didn't put that guide wire there. They're within their easement. They're within their easement. If they're in our easement, then we can address that and say, look, y'all are encroaching on our easement. We feel like it's a safety issue and request that they move those guides. Now, again, I'm not a power company expert by no means, but I don't think there's an exact spot that guy has to be. I mean, that guy can be here or he can be over here as long as he stabilizes that pole. And maybe they have to move that guy in a foot to get out of our easement. If that's what they do, I think they will.
Free phase that comes across there?
It's big stuff.
It's big.
All the big stuff.
Big stuff.
It's the main
feature. Mr. Lyle,
right there.
I mean,
I'm
just saying on the power company's world, there ain't nothing saying they can't go under the dirt. Because a lot of times when they can't go overhead, they got obstructions, they stick it in pipe, stick it under the ground.
Now, he asked a hypothetical question a while ago. If fire, somebody runs into it, it falls on his house, and catches his house on fire, I'm going to ask a hypothetical question along them same basis. If somebody runs into the bottom of that, or that fence or across that right-of-way, who's responsible for that?
At this point, we are.
My fence?
Yeah, your fence.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for it?
Whatever
they
want.
Actually, if it's on the county right away, it ain't your fence. You may have put it up there, but it's going to fall back on the county because that's the county deeded right away. You have no...
Sure.
Before he can take it down, there's a big old tree.
Yeah, there, serious times, there is a big tree that fell.
And it was right away, and it fell right across that fence.
I don't think there's nobody even going to be going down there. We hashing over different things right now. We need to get the legal, follow the motion, get the legal, go through with the process.
Right.
And then once she gets done with that, we may have a whole different perspective on all of this.
Paul,
and we have to address some of this stuff.
That's right.
Have the road department go down there and clean that tree up on the county right away.
But as soon as we open it, there won't be no side-by-side coming through a 40-foot line. Right?
I mean, the county roads are not, I can't police them. That goes to Darby and the Sheriff's Department on forces of speed. You can put up signs stating what the speed limit is there, but that's going to be up to the Sheriff's Department to enforce that.
Put dead-end road signs up, that deters a lot of people. But then again, like you said a while ago, that they don't use that as a deterrent. They use that as, hey, nobody's down here. So dead-end road signs is a double-edged sword, but the speed limit has got to be posted on that.
So when you open up the other's driveway, and those houses, when they build 26 houses, when they come there and put your boat in at the county land, and they pull back up there and they park on that, and if they block my drive...
They can't do that.
Call the law, have them towed.
I need to go park on that $500,000 piece of property we bought around the corner down there that's supposed to be boat ramp parking.
No one has ever parked on that.
So the fence needs to be moved.
He wants to talk to his attorney first.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves that, right?
Yeah, he deserves that.
That's a lot of...
So talk to your attorney.
Let me have time to talk to my attorney.
Yeah.
I'll
know
more after
the
fire. Yeah.
And if he says it needs to be moved, if you'll call Paul, call one of us, we'll send some guys down there, not to go down there and cut your fence, because that's a very expensive piece of chain link fence. Mm-hmm. We'll have our guys to take it down piece by piece and roll it up so you can use it.
I think the whole issue is, guys, the road doesn't have to be open immediately. The $100 question, are they going to be able to utilize that road
when they do their building? That.
I think we answered that one.
Right.
Well, the road ain't going nowhere either.
It's going to
right there.
But I think the intent is, and I could be wrong, but just looking at why would you survey a piece of property unless you're planning on possibly connecting to it to build 26 houses?
But I'm just, I understand that, but
Well, they have a plat. They have their main survey, but they surveyed this one separately by itself on none of the property that they bought. They surveyed your property, the neighbor's property, all the way out. It's public records request. You could ask for a copy. I could give you one.
So basically, that piece at the end is a separate
survey, yes.
And it's a separate, it's got a separate...
Here, I've got a copy of it.
So there's a piece of property in already, but if you close it, it's going to make it locked out?
It's got its own legal description, parcel numbers, is what I'm trying to say.
This is the road.
It's got its own.
This is the boat ramp. You can see the fence right here where it comes across. It's identified right there.
So it's all surveyed separately, y'all?
That's what I'm telling you. They surveyed this separately by itself. An individual survey. They had a boat plat.
Yeah, I'm.
And they surveyed this one separately.
So
come here.
What I'm asking you,
what?
We're going to go 26 houses up top there. And if we agree to shut the road, there's going to be a house there where we had to open it? Is that what?
Hey, where's the boat ramp at here?
And that's all we
have. The road coming in.
We're going to build a house house right there.
This ain't the county boat ramp. This is the property.
I don't think they want to do that though.
Boat ramp.
Okay, boat ramp right there.
Hole is out here.
No, hole. So this is the fence.
Hole is right.
They don't have to put nothing.
I was there.
But it's got the
hang on, you got me all backwards. That
this here is the highway.
Come down there and you turn down here. Where does he live at?
He lives right
there. Okay, this is where he lives?
Yeah, that pole is right there.
And
the fence down here.
The pole I'm talking about.
The pole he's talking about is right here.
Down here by boat ramp?
Right at the corner of his fence. The guide wire comes out like right there.
And that's what we say. That's the reason you hear us talk about that all the whole time.
Right here? Fence down there.
They don't have any drive to park on private.
I'm all confused.
And in the driveway.
It's a separate issue.
Right. They do. So we see it all the time. And we try to control that and try to get people. That's the reason.
Mr. Osteen, is that all you had to say? Mr. Stevenson?
Well, I got a couple of things. I threw the bone
there. This is where he just picked it up, so I'm going to pick it back up.
Horseshoe Beach at the point, that canal, the access canal. Is there any way that we can get a trico or something, the county, or something to dig that out right there at the point? That sand is washed in there and that. Thing is totally, it is totally shut down on low tide. You can walk across there, so nobody can get in and out on that rim canal. So we need to try to address that.
Can we look at that canal?
Because I got them working on McGriff Pass.
Also, got Scott working on that. Can we integrate both of them together because both of them are storm related?
Sure.
Always
that. Because
you can't even get through there on low tide at all.
Yeah, McGriff Pass the same way. I got him working on that.
That'd be good.
Is that good? And that would be,
I mean, we just
need
we
to figure out something.
Is
that all you got?
No, the other thing I got is I want to rescind Mark's motion on the putting rock in there. I'm going to put it in there personally myself because we have so many roads in that subdivision that we're going to open up a can of worms that every time we go into a state of emergency, we're going to be flinging rock that we ain't got. And I don't, a lot of them don't know this lady lives at the end of that road. But there's also probably 7 other residents that live on that road. And generally when people live like that, you come together and go buy some rock or whatever to fix your road. But being this is the way this has went, I will go in there and I'll fix the road where they can get to their house so that the county doesn't have to pay that because that's going to open up a can of worms, in my opinion, on a lot of other stuff that we're going to have to deal with. When we're right now, we're still running behind and don't have rock to fix our own main artery feeding these subdivisions. So that's my other issue.
Well, if it's fixed before our guys get down there, it's fixed. Exactly. If there ain't nothing for our guys to fix.
If they get there by Monday, they will be too late.
Okay.
They won't be there before Monday.
That won't be there for Monday because they don't work tomorrow.
They don't work tomorrow.
All right, it's my turn.
I got one more question. Generally, on when one of these comes, this goes before the road department or somebody. They go out and assess the road, and they turn in a sheet stating what they saw.
It's right here.
I didn't see it in here.
Yep.
And it said
the same thing you did, sir, that it was assessed.
What did he say?
He stated it was assessed.
He said
it was assessed.
All right. And all them other people at
the last meeting was stated it was assessable. We didn't do their road, and we only did the one that was stated it was. That was another question.
I was going to say that, but you did address it.
It's fair to do for one and not do for all of them.
Yep. You done now?
Okay. I'm done.
All right. It's my turn. All right. I appreciate everyone coming tonight. We had a good meeting. Guys, Mr. Lytle, I put myself in your shoes, and I've got to make the best decision. It's not completely over, so let's let Ms. Chana look at that. Get your lawyer and all that, and let's see
where we go.
But at the end of the day, I love you guys. I love everyone here. but I'm going to do the right thing. I'm not going to get the county sued. I'm not going to spend none of your tax money or anybody's tax money when I know it's just going and it's towed away. I can't do that. And even if that was my daddy in that situation, I would tell him the same thing. So at the end of the day, let's see what Ms. Chana and what your law comes up with, and let's go from there, okay? All right. Now it's y'all's turn. Anybody got any comments?
I just want to say I'll fix leave. I'll get somebody on that about them trucks.
If you want to, my GPS carried me in the wrong, along a different way, so there's a bunch of them sand roads in there. And the way I went down that road was terrible when I got to the end of it. Then I come around the other way. There's actually two accesses there, and it wasn't. It's in Forest Park Hills. They're behind where the bingo hallway is and all that in there. Just get with me and I'll go around. There's one road where they come up in there, and they got struck. It stuck in the road, had to get a wreck or something. It's the old beat and this left it.
Anybody else got anything to say? Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We got a motion of 13 seconds.
Coming back and investing in the county.
Take your time. No big hurry.
That was painful.
Yes. Leave it to good Lord.
A little painful.
Leave it.